And now to talk a little bit more about Zinke's Bears Ears review itself, KSJD's Gail Binkley is here with me in the studios. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Austin.
Let's start by playing a direct quote from Zinke's press conference on Monday. This is how he explained the first part of his review to change the monument boundaries.
The recommendation is to revise the existing boundaries. Those boundaries are to be revised to provide protection of those objects.
Gail, let's talk a little bit about what those are. What are those objects that he mentioned?
Well, there's a variety of them, something like 100,000 archaeological sites. There's ancient sites, and then there's more recent cultural and historic sites.
Okay, so let's get to that in a minute. But first, I want to talk about how he phrased that announcement, essentially, of how the monument boundaries would be, quote-unquote, revised. Now, the text of the review is more specific. It says, be revised through the use of appropriate authority, including lawful exercise of the president's authority under the Antiquities Act. However, it's not super specific.
Yeah, it's a little clear exactly how these revisions are going to be made and who's going to be doing them. He doesn't say Congress should do this, so the implication is that the president is going to do it and that the president has legal authority under the Antiquities Act, but that has never been actually established.
Now, presidents have shrunk monuments in the past, is that correct?
They have. A few have done it, and sometimes it was part of, or have made changes to it, sometimes as part of the monument becoming a national park or like a higher designation. But none of the ones that did it in the past, and it wasn't in the recent past, were challenged in court. So it's never been established whether this would hold up in court. There's nothing in the Antiquities Act that specifically says a president can undo a monument or change a monument that another president's done.
Sure. And of course, environmental groups and some tribal groups have said that they plan to follow any amendment of the monument with legal action. So the question is, down the road, is this action by President Trump able to hold up, right?
That'll be a question. And another question it raises is, what is the monument status while all this is being sorted out? For the moment, it is a national monument, but it's a little hard, I would think, for managers to go ahead and make plans and develop budgets, not knowing how big it's ultimately going to be.
Right. And as we were sort of asking this question before Zinke's review came out, I talked on background to a monument manager who said they're essentially using the existing management plan that was under the Forest Service and BLM management plan in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing has changed after this monument.
Yeah,
was
it's
created.
Still public land, even though, and it, you know, it's managed by the same agencies. Nothing's really changed at the moment.
Right. And until the monument question gets sorted out, we're not really going to know how the BLM or the Forest Service is manage it,
mm-hmm.
Which kind of complicates the story a little more.
It definitely does. And one of the things that Zinke mentioned during a media conference call was that he felt a strong need for there to be some more infrastructure for some of the more major sites that are going to see a lot of visitation. But again, without a budget and so on, it's hard to see how that's going to happen.
Yeah, so it just the story gets more and more complicated here.
Definitely.
Now let's get back to what we asked a little bit earlier. Who determines what parts are most important of this monument and how? That's one question that never really got unpacked by Zinke, and I guess only time is going to tell. How could you see it playing out, Gail?
I don't know. I mean, it may be that he will address this more specifically when he issues his final report, since this is just an interim report. But somebody is going to have to make specific recommendations about how the boundaries are going to be redrawn, if they are. And since he mentioned two specific areas that needed to be protected, does this mean that the monument is going to have different parts, like Hovenweep National Monument? Or is it all going to be contiguous, just smaller?
Yeah, these are all the questions, and it seems like either politics or lawsuits will be what figures this out.
Definitely.
KSJD's Gail Binkley, hey, thanks.
Thanks, Austin.